Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at cbgairport.com.
Let's begin the Sour Z News with Kim and Kanye.
Oh boy, how much money are they going to get paid for the first pictures of their newest baby?
More than $5 million. I'll tell you that right now.
Some in the neighborhood. Those are the offers that they're fielding, $5 million. But they have been immediately rejecting every single offer that's been sent their way because it would, quote, violate their morals.
Yeah, the morality of getting more money.
Quote, they are going to post pictures when they're darn good and ready. They waited about 2 months to post their first photos of North and Saint. Meanwhile, the paparazzi caught up with Kanye yesterday and asked him the baby's name. He claimed they hadn't thought of one yet. Hmm. When one guy suggested Donda, which was Kanye's mother's name, he said, quote, that's fire.
Should go with Jeff.
Well, it's a girl.
I don't care.
But Kanye could have been joking, but someone did tell People magazine that they really haven't settled on a name yet. Which would be weird. How do you bring a baby home without a name?
You can.
You can, but wouldn't it be weird?
It is weird, but when she was on Ellen, she said that they had a name for her.
How long?
She wasn't going to reveal it, but they had one.
How long did they give you to name Penelope? I mean, I know you named her.
Well, they asked us as soon as we took her to the room from the recovery room, and you take her to like your own room. They're like, "What's the baby's name? Do we have a name?" Because they want to start labeling everything,
right?
Right.
So, I mean, they you can technically leave, but they don't like for you to because you need to file all of your paperwork with like the state and stuff, saying that you had your kid there.
So you feel pressure.
Oh, for sure.
And you'd, in some cases, pull something out of your body and just go, no, Penelope.
Yeah.
Well, Kim did post a Louis Vuitton monogram last night, so people are thinking that maybe
it's Louis.
It could be, or
Vuitton.
Probably. Vuitton, maybe.
Ellen Pompeo recently renegotiated her contract with Grey's Anatomy and will now get paid $20 million per year.
That is not bad.
Good for her.
Two more seasons of Grey's Anatomy. So when we break the math down, that is $575,000 per episode.
Nice.
I don't know how long it takes to shoot an episode. If I had to guess, maybe a week. Yeah, 10
probably.
Days.
10
at
days
most.
To 2 weeks for probably those 1 hour shows.
Yeah, that sounds about right. So that would add up to $13.8 million per season. The remaining $6.2 million would come from bonuses and so-called back-end profits, I guess.
Like for the
syndication.
Yes, I was going to say when repeats. They show the episodes on TNT and TBS and Lifetime now.
She is also getting a producing credit on Grey's and an executive producing credit on an upcoming spinoff, which 9 times out of 10... you don't do a damn thing. It's just a credit you get to justify the big fat raise you're getting.
Sure.
That makes Ellen Pompeo the highest paid dramatic actress on television.
She's been with that show from the beginning.
Oh, from day one.
Yeah.
She's one of the only consistent cast members. Right? She's Meredith Grey.
She's Meredith Grey.
It's hard to think that that show's been around since 2005.
Oh, right? Isn't
12
that
years,
crazy? 13 years.
It's good still. I still watch it. I mean, it's in the DVR. It's not something I'm like, oh my gosh, Grey's is on tonight. Like that kind of thing.
Are they still doing the same formula?
Essentially, but they've done a really good job about introducing new characters that you are finding endearing. You know what I mean? Because everyone else has left except
all of the originals.
No,
who else has left?
Justin, what's his name? Alex.
Okay. George
Alex.
Still there?
Yep. George is dead.
George died?
Yeah.
Spoiler
How did George
alert.
Die?
Well, I mean, it was probably like 2009.
Ferry.
Really? How did
ferry
George
crash.
Die?
I'll tell you later.
Bus crash, ferry crash.
She doesn't want to miss. She doesn't want to ruin it for anybody that didn't see it, you know, a million years ago.
Yeah, some people do still watch it.
Is McDreamy still doing exploratory brain surgery on every third patient?
Too.
He is
he's dead.
Oh my god!
McDreamy died. McSteamy died. Everybody's
McSteamy
dead.
McSteamy died.
Everybody died.
What the hell?
McSteamy was in the plane crash and then ended up.
There was a plane crash.
Survival of the fittest on that show. Why do you think she's getting so much money?
How many times has Meredith died and come back?
She has not died not and enough. Come back ever, but she has had some near-death experiences.
Yeah, I was going to say that time she almost drowned from the...
Yeah, and McDreamy saved her,
McDreamy
right?
McDreamy had to jump in the water and save her. Remember, she was in the water looking up at him.
Right. She's all blue.
Where do you think Meredith is? I'm down here.
That's so bad.
So there you go.
It is good, though. And she has some new love interest on there. You know, there's still a lot of really good loving.
I just realized we are way over time for the break here. So we will come back and we'll cover the rest of the day's E! News, including Justin Timberlake and Zac Efron, who is in town shooting a brand new movie. But first, Toria has your Q102 CarryAutomotive.com traffic.
You guys see this? Yesterday in Japan, someone sent a false alert about a North Korean missile. Then the guy who sent it said, yeah, I might have lied about why I left my last job in Hawaii. Sorry. oops, sorry.
642, Jeff and Jen, Cincinnati's Q102. And by the way, before we get to Zac Efron, I did want to mention, since we were talking about high-paying TV jobs with Ellen Pompeo getting $20 million a year, the only actresses making more in television.
Sofia Vergara.
Because Ellen is the highest-paid dramatic actress on TV.
Uh-huh.
Sofia Vergara is raking in $41.5 million a year.
So she's getting more than a million an episode now.
And Kaley Cuoco is making $26 million.
That is not bad money, is it?
Mm-mm. Although,
I do hope they're putting some away, though.
Although Sofia's money includes personal endorsements that she does on the side.
She's in a lot of commercials.
She is.
Yeah.
For makeup and Head and Shoulders.
Did she Coke or something? Dr. Pepper?
Yeah. Diet Dr. Pepper.
Is that what it is?
Mm-hmm.
And then there's the Head and Shoulders. Did you already mention that?
I did, yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
That her son is in.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway, that's what's going on there.
Well, Justin Timberlake, you know, he's doing the halftime show. And in a new interview, he admitted that the wardrobe malfunction was brought up during his negotiations to headline this year.
I knew it.
So he said, naturally, that's something we talked about. To be honest, it wasn't too much of a conversation. It's just one of those things where you go like, yeah, what do you want me to say? We're not going to do that again.
Mm-hmm.
He also said that he and Janet Jackson have made peace. And for once, he kind of sort of owned up to it being his fault, which we have not heard him do since the incident occurred. He said, I stumbled through it. I had my wires crossed, and it's just something that you have to look back on and go like, okay, well, you know, you can't change what's happened, but you can move forward and learn from it.
I didn't realize she was mad at him about it.
Because he kind of threw her under the bus,
didn't he? Yeah, because he didn't come out and apologize or accept any responsibility for it. It all fell on her.
Yes.
And it's kind of like, hey, the dude ripped her jacket open.
He ripped the star off of the pasty area.
Right.
And it was planned.
Right.
It was accidental.
Right. Yeah. He ripped off one layer too many.
Mm-hmm.
Did any of you see Ann Curry last night?
Nope.
I didn't. How was the interview?
Well, she's talking and it's just really, really strange because it's like you're watching her and you're wondering, why is she even doing these interviews? Because she doesn't want to answer any of the questions that they're asking about Matt Lauer.
Who is she talking to?
She's talking to all of them.
Access Hollywood.
All the entertainment shows.
Yeah. Gotcha. And she said, well, she was on CBS this morning, yesterday morning as well, talking to Gail and the other woman on there. She's not answering the questions. And I'm just watching it going, honey, you're a journalist. What you used to do these interviews.
Right.
You knew when you sat down, this is what they were going to ask you. And
yes,
they were
did.
Going to expect an answer.
Absolutely.
And they're going to keep on you until you give them an answer.
She's hoping they will.
Well, that's the thing is she is stumbling through the whole thing. She's not answering the questions. She's like, well, I don't want to cause any more harm. I don't want to do any more harm. I'm just going to say, gosh, we're going down this road and I know you want an answer from me, but I just...
I'm really here because I just want to be on TV so that I can be relevant again, and I don't want to say anything bad that's going to cause long-term damage, but I'm just happy to be on television right now.
You see, and I don't get...
Is she promoting a book or anything?
I don't even know, because nobody's even talking about anything other...
Than Matt?
Than Matt.
Yeah. Ha! But she disappeared. She is just been gone off of the face of the earth.
Yeah, but that's not her choice.
I know that's why she's doing these stupid interviews and has nothing to say because she's trying to get FaceTime.
I am sure you've got some audio over there, but she is just...
Do you think she signed something when she was escorted away and said, hey, we're going to give you this money to leave and you're not allowed to talk about A, B, C, and D.
Right. Well, you know, it's been 5 or 6 years now. I think it was 2012. When she left, but the one thing that she did say after, she's like, I am not surprised. She says there was a lot of verbal sexual
conversations
stuff going on.
Yeah, this is Ann. Let's see. Here she is from CBS This Morning yesterday. Ann Curry talking about the allegations against Matt Lauer.
Do you believe that Matt Lauer abused his power?
I'm trying to do no harm in these conversations.
trying to do no harm.
I can tell you that I am not surprised by the allegations.
What do you mean by that, Ann?
Why not?
What do you mean that you're not surprised?
Because
you had heard things, you knew things. What does that mean?
Go get her, Gail.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That means that I would be surprised if many women did not understand that there was a climate of verbal harassment that existed. I think it would be surprising if someone said that they didn't see that. Mm-hmm. So, verbal sexual.
All right, let me stick with the
Sorry. I just don't. I'm gonna. She just said verbal sexual harassment was pervasive.
Yeah.
At NBC at the time.
Good catch.
I don't want to cause more pain, but no. I'm. You're asking me a very direct question. I'm an honest person. I want to tell you that it was. Yes. Period.
Okay. So here she is, you know, saying she's trying to do no harm and talking about Matt Lauer, but it sounded like she might have had a little Freudian slip there.
Do you believe that Matt Lauer abused his power?
I'm trying to do no harm in these conversations.
Okay, we're getting nowhere. So then they asked Anne if she thought that Matt Lauer was behind NBC firing her from the Today Show.
Oh, that's a
you
good
should
question.
Ask someone else. I'm not the one to ask about that.
Come on!
Well, they come after her.
What are you even doing here then?
Yeah,
the only one to ask.
No, because I don't know what was all behind it. I do know that it hurt like hell. It wasn't a fun moment. I've learned a great deal about myself. I've really at this point let it go. Mm-hmm. I've just let it go. And I think that it's been years and I want to sort of really move on from that.
I really just want to get a job again.
Well, actually looked it up. She,
I don't know why I'm here.
She started her own production company and currently is doing a series for PBS.
Oh, actually.
See, I mean, I think she's a really nice lady. I never got any kind of, you know, I felt awful for her when all of that was going down.
Ann, and you can say that because we are, you know, we watched the Today
Show. You can feel bad for Ann, but also know that acknowledge that she wasn't right.
It wasn't a good fit. She probably should have stayed in news.
Yeah.
But it sucks that, you know, here she took the big leap and it went really badly for her and people on the set were saying things about her and laughing behind her back.
I hated that article that Jeff shared.
Really?
She was bullied, and I didn't like that at all.
I don't like that either.
Hmm. That never happens here.
We don't bully people.
No, but I mean, come on. Like, you know, this people just, it's a workplace like any other workplace. NBC is no different than working at the courthouse or at the grocery store or wherever.
But if you're
the minute one person leaves the room,
but if you are feeling ostracized or you don't feel like you fit in or you don't feel like you're part of the group and that's going on and you know it, that's a whole nother situation.
Yes, than just talking behind someone's back.
Well, she's on the circuit, and she's hoping that, you know, I mean, she's not agreeing to these interviews as a favor to these reporters, you know.
Yeah,
obviously,
I just wonder what
she
she's
wants
doing.
The FaceTime.
Yeah.
Bringing her resume to the interview.
Yeah. So you got anything going on here, CBS Gail, that maybe it would be a good fit for me? So Zac Efron is in town, and as Cincinnati is sort of a satellite, continues to be a satellite Hollywood for these film production companies that are taking advantage of the tax incentives. He is in Cincinnati, Northern Kentucky, shooting a biopic of the serial killer Ted Bundy.
Hi, Zach, if you're listening, welcome. Pop in anytime. We're
I'm
here
sure
6
he's
to
out
10.
On his morning run.
Ted Bundy is a serial killer who killed more than 30 young women between 1974 and 1978. His co-star is Lily Collins, who plays his long-suffering girlfriend, Elizabeth, who not only endured years of abuse from Ted Bundy, but eventually figured out that
he was the guy.
He was the guy. His what frequent disappearances,
role.
His odd behavior. Mm-hmm. Yeah, for Zac Efron.
Yeah.
I think the guy's a good actor. I saw him in a movie called Parkland.
He's a good crier.
And
oh, and he cries with those blue eyes.
He played a physician in that movie that was kind of about the Kennedy assassination from sort of a different perspective. And I don't know. I just thought he did a really, I thought he pulled that role off well. It was the first time I had ever seen him in a serious role. And I'm like, you know, this guy's the real deal.
I like to see him in those romantic leads, though, and I don't feel like this is going to be one of those.
Oh, no,
is it?
No.
No.
He's going to stab you in your sleep.
But Ted Pretty Bundy much. Was a good-looking guy.
Yeah, because that was the first thing I said when I found out he'd been casted, and I'm like, really?
He is.
Ted Bundy was hot?
You should watch our Facebook Live video this morning on our Q102 page. You can see a picture of him I put up when you were talking about it.
Let's see. Anything else on the e-news front?
Nope, that pretty much covers it all.
All right, then you are up to date. That's your latest e-news. We're looking at mostly sunny skies today. We'll see a high around 32. It is 12 at Cincinnati's Q102.
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at CBGAirport.com.